This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, is in the house. Good to hear from you.
I'll keep it fast and short and then expand upon it and let people know where they can go to get more information. So the idea is that the reason for my sabbatical was to come up with a presentation that I thought would be interesting and valuable. I do want to quickly mention, though, that I've been teaching the accounting series through the Mortgage Bankers Association for the last 3 weeks and for the next 2 weeks. So if you want to know about your business, then you need to know accounting. So sign up. Go to MBA.org.
Yep. By the way, I've had a couple of clients tell me that they're going to it and they just loving the information. So you're doing a great job. And got several of our clients that steered over there. And so they're telling us this is really good stuff.
We've always appreciated the feedback. I'm glad that they are attending the webinar. Thanks for that. So the content I'm going to talk about today, along with a bunch of other stuff, is also available on my teaching website, my drschell.com website. And if you can spell Lickin, then you can spell Schell. It's S-C-H-E-L-L. So when I was preparing for today, I asked a couple of business owners. I said, you tell me what you want, what you really want. And so the feedback I've been getting is that business owners want to be successful, content, and happy. And that's probably the same thing an employee would say as well. So when looking through all of my piles of doctor papers, there's, I think, a path to help people find success and contentment through a process that I'm actually labeling personal Kaizen. So Kaizen is a Japanese word that means continuous improvement. It's one of the reasons that the Japanese manufacturing operations through the 70s now kicks Detroit's hiney because of this process of continuous improvement. And it's applied to a business setting, but I believe it's applicable to a personal setting as well. So I think an important foundation for success, to be content, to be happy, can be pursued through a personal Kaizen, which means personal pursuit of improvement. And I think by doing this, it does a couple of key things. It, one, will help to remove thought dependency because we're going to learn through self-improvement how to identify the next step. It's also going to develop intellectual independence. So we're going to be able to identify how to make decisions, how to get to the next step. And I think the part that's most important, and I'll say what it says, but I need to describe it, and we probably won't get there today, but it's through the empowerment in the ability to validate ideas. How do you know if an idea is good, bad, or indifferent? The validity of an idea is a very fuzzy thing, but there's actually some process that we can use to help examine how that fits. And as you start beginning to think through this process, to begin down the path of a personal Kaizen, again, it's the personal pursuit of constant improvement. Adopting a personal Kaizen means always pursue why. This is probably one of the most foundational elements to this. As the listeners know, Dave and I were business partners for about 10 years, starting 15 years ago or so. And one of the things that we would do on every transaction, a project, a sales call, a closing of a transaction, whatever it was, we would do a post-mortem. We would go, huh, that didn't go well, or huh, that was great. And most of the time I would say to Dave, I can't believe you said that so perfectly. But you examine every event. You don't just skip past it. Every day is a learning opportunity and the opportunity to pursue why. The point is the constant pursuit of a personal Kaizen creates the ability to then leverage knowledge. And I'm going to wrap it up with this last point, because I think that by embracing this idea of pursuing a personal Kaizen, it helps people pursue the why so we can learn the how. And if we pursue the why to learn the how, we'll then be able to learn how to make decisions, how to explain options, how to be heard, and how to hear. Both are super important. How to hear and how to be heard. And also it will help to define how to define your worldview. And I think the pursuit of understanding a worldview is colossally important. And I actually give some references later on about one way to do there through some writings by Robert Bork. So I'll wrap it up there for now.
Yeah. So I appreciate you, Andy, and I appreciate the wisdom you bring. Go out to drschell.com. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Listeners, we want to tell you, be sure to check out our sponsorship page the MBA, CMLA, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility, Modex. There's so many others out there, Finastra. Great to have you as our listener. Check out our sponsors. They make this program possible, and we appreciate you letting them know. Have a great week, everybody. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.